Blog Talk Radio.
All right. You are now tuned in to the Angels of Melody International radio station with your girl, Miss Angel, on deck on this great Thursday morning. Yes. And not only are we live on the Angels of Melody International radio station, but we are also live on MZ Radio London with our brother, Mr. Saji O'Field. Mr. Saji Harmony. Excuse me for that. I'm getting a little ahead of myself, y'all. I'm excited about this show. But MZ Radio London, Mr. Saji Harmony, and then also AP Radio UK with our brother O'Fields, and also Salt FM UK with DJ Jide and DJ Shaggy Tosh. And we are just so grateful this morning. We are heard around the world, giving it up for Naija, Nigeria. We thank God for our brother Victor of Gospel Groove Network, and all of our family in Nigeria, our family in Ghana, those that's in Uganda, those that are in Kenya, Zambia, Cameroon, you name it, in all of Africa. We want to say hello to you. We greet you this morning. And then also to our family in Jamaica, to our family in Hong Kong, to our family in Dubai, Annie Okeson, our brother, and also our sister Unique Grace there in Belgium. Everyone here in the cities and the states of the USA, we want to say good morning to you as well. We have a great show. Yes, we have a great show coming before you all this morning. We had a great show on Saturday night. A lot of you know that Sunday was Valentine's Day, and we aired a great Valentine's Day show on Saturday. And then we also aired it on Sunday. And you're going to hear it today as well. We're going to re-air it again today. It was an awesome show with awesome guests. We had recording artist St. James. And then we had Tolu, Cleveland P. Jones, T. Baby J. Lee. We had Tia Clark and Craig T. Dobson. Yes, we did. And I'm telling you, it was awesome. It was awesome. Great music as well, and y'all are going to be hearing it again. But before we go to that show, we got something cooking for y'all right now. We have a great guest who was a part of the Valentine's Day show, T Baby J Lee, giving a shout out to his mom June. We thank God for June. Hey June. And we thank God for T Baby J Lee there in Knoxville, Tennessee. So we're going to click him in right now. I'm going to click him in right now, okay. Hey, T-Baby J. Lee, how are you?
I'm doing good. How you doing, Miss Angel?
I'm doing good despite of the negative weather here, because it's like very cold, and we had a lot of snow, and it's still snowing. So, but other than that, you know, Miss Angel on deck is doing good. It's staying warm. So, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. I'm from the South, so we ain't really used to all the cold weather. It got in the 25s for us down here today, so.
Ooh. Wow. That's cold compared to what it usually is, like you said. So, even in Texas, they being hit with ice storms, and they done had death going on. They have power outages and no water. It's just a lot going on.
Yeah,
that I have heard.
It's a lot of crazy stuff going on.
It is. Have you heard anything about what was going on there as well?
Out there in Texas?
Yes.
Not much. We got our own little stuff going on right now that's been on the news. We've had 8 deaths in within a week.
Ooh.
So far.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. What's going on out there? Bad weather or just killing? Or what's going on?
It's just people killing people for no reason. I don't know the situation, really, but it's just all over the news right now.
Wow. Well, we definitely going to have to keep, some prayers going on.
Yes, ma'am.
Wow. Oh, my God. I'm sorry to hear that. You know, it's a lot of things, you know, going on everywhere, you know. But we just trust in God and believe that things will get better. And we just thank God that he's steady keeping us, you know, covered in his blood. So that's a good thing.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, it is.
Yeah. Yeah, that's an awesome thing. We also want to give a shout-out to our bro, St. James, once again, because St. James is the reason how you are here on the show. He connected us all together. And then also we thank God for him. And I mean, it's just been awesome. And then also for the great angel of melody, you know what I'm saying? The angel of melody song that has been airing, you know, on the station and everything. So we're just grateful for that, you know, St. James, the CEO, Household Name Entertainment, also KK and Pops, P-O-P-Z, Kaleo, you know what I'm saying, Ross, and it's just, you know, and featuring collective efforts. You know, as well, this song, Angel of Melody, the introduction is on and popping. So we just wanted to give everybody a shout out as far as the brand new Angel of Melody song, you know, the intro for this station and everything. So, but I am so grateful. And like I said, again, giving a shout out to your mom, you know, June and everything. And so in saying that, say it again.
I said she's done a lot.
Oh, wow, yes. Yes, definitely a blessing. And I love her attitude, you know, very down to earth and everything. And so shout out, you know, to June, your mom again. And I'm so happy, you know, brother, that you are on the air with us on today. And like I said, you know, we call you T-Baby J. Lee. I love that song. I mean, your name, T-Baby J. Lee, it has a good ring to it. How did you get that name, matter of fact?
Well, I'm from the state of Tennessee, and growing up, everybody just called me a baby, so I just came up with Tennessee Baby. That's really just how it came together. Me and my old homeboys, we used to run around calling ourselves KTB, which stood for Knoxville, Tennessee Boys, and that didn't really sound too good. So I was just like, I'm going to let y'all head in. I'm going to go to T-Baby J. Lee.
Oh, wow. Well, that's awesome. So that means I could sing Rock a Bye Baby on the treetop.
Yeah, it's real.
Oh, my God. You know I'm silly for that one, for real. but no, on a serious note, you know, everybody know I'm silly. I like to crack jokes and talk stuff. So, I mean, that it just go down like that on this station. So,
if you ain't got no sense of humor, ain't no reason.
I know, right? Like that was, now you got to give it to me. Now that was a good one. Now you didn't put it out there. You said, well, that's why they call me T Baby. So I was like,
T-Baby got the scroll right now. You got me on the scoreboard right now.
I know. I had to sing the Rock About Baby song right then and there. Okay, that made the charts just now. So
that made it. Yeah.
Okay, so in saying that, I want to ask you, how did you get started in the music? Like, what made you go into the music?
I was taking a trip with my mom, her boyfriend, and his sister, and I was how everybody showers sing and stuff like that, you know. Ain't nobody scared to sing in the shower. It don't matter if you cracking nose, it don't matter what it is, you're gonna sing your heart out. And
that's right.
I was in Pleasure P, Lick Lick. mm-hmm. and she heard me in it. But she was like, "Oh, I didn't know you knew that song. Play that song again for me." I said, "I wasn't playing no music. I said I was going to sing it." And she said, "No, mm-hmm. stop playing." She said, "If I put a bag on you, boy, I'd say you like hot grits." I was like, okay, we'll see where it's going. We'll see where it's going. So I got back to Knoxville,
yeah.
Tennessee after my vacation trip for bike. What's it called? Black Bikers Week or something like that. And
yeah.
Knoxville, Tennessee, she started to money into me, started to get my appearance up. And we met this dude named Ray Ray, and he came down to our basement. And I just heard myself on the, what you call the microphone. And after that, I showed my music to some people, and then I just seen how everybody, like, it changed people a little bit. Like, they looked at me different. So I just like the feeling of being able to touch somebody in certain types of ways, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, I
yeah.
come from a place where you not noticed unless you doing something. It had, like, you have to be, either you got to have a scholarship somewhere, play football, you got to have a good job, have some money for anybody to even look your way. So it was just
mm-hmm.
it was a feeling that I never felt before. So it made me feel like I was wanted and needed in my life. So I was like, I think I'm going to keep going with this. So that's really
yeah.
what got me started with me. Shout out to Miss Stephanie Wick. Like, she is a good mentor. She really was.
Wow. That's awesome. So
yeah.
in coming up in music, what are the names of some of the artists that you looked up to that inspired you, you know, when you first started? Like, what are some of the artists' name that you really admired?
Okay, I got you. Let's do R. Kelly. We'll do Usher.
Mm-hmm.
Otis Redding. And what's his name? Louis Armstrong.
Yeah.
Oh, and the Isley Brothers. Oh my goodness, they was killing. They just growing up seeing my mama sing these songs. You know what I'm saying? A little white girl.
Oh
I'm
yeah.
Sing, she was like, just the way the men sing that song, they put everything into it. Like,
yes, they do.
I somebody to sing my song the same way. Like, it didn't matter if the Isley Brothers was talking about his woman cheating. People were singing it like it was a good love song.
Right.
That is right. Yeah.
You're right about that, because they had a lot of songs. They had Isley Brothers had. They had a lot. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am. Oh, you. What's his name? Sam Cooke. You ever heard of Ease My Little Mind?
Oh yeah. Yep.
Oh, now that right there, if you ever depressed or whatever, that song right there may be sad, but it sure will get you up and moving. That's a good song.
Oh, yeah. Yes, yeah. Indeed. Well, I see that you have good taste in music. You know,
especially when you said the
Isley Brothers.
I'm not all into the internet and stuff like that. Like, it really got hard for me to just get on that stuff. Like, I'm really old school.
Oh, okay. Well, that sounds good. So, in saying that, then, you know, we're going through this COVID. You know, everybody know we're going through the COVID and different things that's going on through here. How has COVID affected you? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, with the COVID, you know, it affected me because in a certain way, because I got, you know, I felt really bad about a lot of people leaving here and dying and stuff like that. And then, you know, a few of my kids lost, you know, best friends and mothers and stuff like that through the COVID. And then you have a lot of artists that are saying, wow, I'm used to traveling and I'm used to doing this, but COVID, you know, have stopped a lot of things. So how has COVID, you know what I'm saying, affected you? How, in what way has it affected you in any kind of way?
I guess the only way it would affect me is like the other artists say, you know, just the traveling. Like, I can't really do much. Like, I have to work with what
mm-hmm.
I have in Knoxville, Tennessee right now. Like, shout out to my producer, Alfred Eric. He's a wonderful producer out here in Knoxville, Tennessee. But you know, it stops me from doing music videos in California or wherever I need to be out there on the west side. Yeah, it just affects the mobility part, that's all.
Okay. So, by saying that, there's a lot of people that are tuned in, and a lot of artists, you know, are very discouraged, and it's a lot of people there very discouraged because they feel like their music is not going nowhere. They feel like they're alone. People are saying they're lonely, and different issues is going on. What word of encouragement would you say to those that are listening in right now? What's a word of encouragement that you can give the people that are going through right now?
Believe in yourself. Yeah, like, don't worry about how the next artist sounds. Everybody got their own sound. Just be you. And if it didn't ever take this long, it would never be called a journey. That's really all I like to say. Just don't give up on yourself. When you feel like your train about to give out, put more coal in yourself. You got to light your own fire sometimes. Sometimes you're your biggest critic and sometimes you're your biggest fan.
Wow. That's awesome. Now, that's a powerful word right there that you had just shared right then and there. That is good. You said one thing to me that stood out. You said to believe in yourself. And that is so true because if we don't believe what we are capable of, you know what I'm saying, we're not going to move anywhere. How can you get other people to see something in you when you can't see it yourself? So you got to be able to see it, hear it, and feel it. You got to be able to feel it. If you can't feel it nowhere else, you got to be able to say you believe in yourself, and that's when things go about. So you said something that means a lot. That is true word right there, for real.
Yes, man. Oh, and
definitely.
Also, have the same energy y'all go in the studio with, come out on the stage with the same enthusiastic energy. Because if you don't, you ain't going to sell yourself. You have to be able to sell yourself. You have to feel your own music. Like you said, how can we get anybody to believe in us if we don't believe in ourselves?
That's true. That is true. You are so right about that. Wow, I'm telling you. Hey, that's awesome. That's an awesome word right there itself. So how can people get in contact? If they want to get in contact with you, how can they get in contact with you, and how can they get in contact with your music?
Okay. To get a hold of my music, I'm on all major platforms, Apple Music, MusicFly, Spotify. Pandora. I'm on a bunch of the little, what do you call those little apps? Like the little, I guess, shortcut apps or whatever. My email is Marcel, MARCELLOGAN 32@gmail.com. Or you can reach me at 865-801-3586. And on all social media accounts, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, it's all under T Baby J Lee. That would be T B A B Y J A Y L E E.
Wow. Now, you got a song called Shady Love that is like rocking the charts. They rock on our Valentine's Day show. How did you go about writing that great song, Shady Love?
Shout out to the producer from San Francisco, Breeze World. Me and him, we sat down, and he was like, let's do something out of your comfort zone. Because at first, you know, I was just trying to rap. I wasn't even trying to sing or do anything else. I was just trying to rap. But he was like, let's do something out of your comfort zone. You came here for a medal. But we're going to come out with a globe. I'm like, okay.
Wow.
He said, I noticed that you like to write about a lot of pain. And I was like, yeah. And he's like, what's your biggest breakup or what's your biggest love loss? And, you know, I ain't going to say her name on here because I don't know if she'd like me to do that or not. I know a lot of people don't like that stuff, so I'm going to disrespect her and her family. But it was one of my exes, and I was like, you know, I gave her a good 4 years. You know, we was together for 6. and through a bunch of ups and downs too. I was gonna be a dropout in high school. Came out and went to college for, and we just started brainstorming with a couple words and stuff, and we came up off of I forgot the old school original song. It's not the same lyrics that I'm using, but it's like the harmony of it. I think it's like Crazy Love or something like that.
Yeah.
I think that's what it's called. We got the idea off of him. So that's pretty much how we came up with it. Just talking about a lost love, lost feeling. Giving
wow.
everything that you got, baby.
Mm. Mm. Wow, that's awesome. That is awesome. Well, you know, I am grateful that you were part of the Valentine's Day, you know, show on Saturday night where you had words on a show where everybody is going to hear that, you know what I'm saying, as well as this. And, you know, we were able to play the song Shady Love. And like you were saying, you know, so many people are going through the shady love. So those that are going through the shady love and the hurts, what would you say to those that are broken because of going through the shady love? What would you say to that, to the people that's going through even in that?
Well, if you're still with them, just because one does wrong doesn't give you the same right to go do wrong with them. It's just not a math equation. And for those that are, that have left or got left, just because they do leave or just because it did end up the way that it did does not mean necessarily that you was a problem. Not everybody needs to go because they used to a glitter effect. Like in one of my new songs, I say, Mama taught you love it and leave it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying anything against, you know, women or nothing like that, because it's some dudes like that too, you know. A lot of people nowadays, we use people for beneficial momentarily moments and shit. I apologize.
Oh, no, you're all right. Yeah, it's okay. Don't worry, you all right. You know, things happen, so, I mean, you know, we ain't finna hang you up. None of that. But it's okay, you good.
Just believe in yourself and don't give up your love life just because someone did y'all wrong. And not everybody's meant to be, and some people were just meant to be there to open your eyes up, because a lot of people don't understand their child's tribulations. So just like with a lot of relationships, you may keep continuing for the next 2 to 3 relationships that you get in that may be bad, but it's because you're not learning your lesson. Sometimes you got to step back from the situation. You can abbreviate it the right way.
That's right. Wow. That's awesome.
Last thing I'm going to say is just love yourself, though. Because if you don't love yourself, you ain't going to be able to love nobody else, nor let nobody else love you yourself.
No, that's true. That is true about that. Now, you definitely right. You definitely right about that.
Yes,
you gotta love yourself. Like you said, you definitely gotta love yourself. So that's good. That's a good thing. So in saying that, you know, I thank you for, you know, being on the air and sharing all of that with us. You know, we are blessed by it. And I know, you know, many around the world that heard it was blessed as well. So, you know, I'm gonna put you on Front Street. Because I heard you on Saturday night, you know what I'm saying? So you're going to have to either rap something or you're going to have to sing a little something before we go off on here and let these people hear your great song, Shady Love. So what you going to do?
Hey, you called me when my voice is out.
You can do some Isley Brothers or whatever it is. Just do a couple of lines so they can hear that T Baby J Lee don't play. He got it going on.
Oh man, can I play y'all song?
Yeah, you can.
Hey, mama, come here. Let me see your phone real quick, if I may, ma'am. If I may.
We do it raw like this, only on the Angels of Melody. Only on the Angels of Melody. We hear it raw. Wow. I'm sitting up here cheesing and smiling like only on the Angels of Melody. We hear raw shows like this. For real.
I'm going to show y'all something that ain't nobody ever heard.
Oh, okay. Well, we ready for that.
What's the...
Wow. Awesome.
I think I got it on here the right way.
Wow. Can't wait to hear this. And I know many others can't wait. We all sitting here like, okay, what are you going to do?
Okay, I'm connecting it right now. There we go.
Okay.
Ma'am, I know it. There it goes.
Okay.
Can y'all hear that?
Yeah, we can hear it.
My heart done turned cold. Wanna done traded on me. Mama's dead. Can't really fool with me. And mama's still tripping on me. Can't take this pain no more. Tell you why I gotta go. Oh, why is it hard to go? I don't know which way to go. I let it play love, tell me you love me, you changed up. Gave me my heart, but you know, you left us. Got me a fucking
Wow. Wow, y'all, it went off. I don't know what happened. It says that it called and dropped, but hopefully he'll call back in. But that sounded good. I'm telling y'all, now, hey, we got some talent out there. We really do. We have some talent out there, and he's going to be calling back. We already know that he will call back, so we're not worried about that. But, yeah, so that was T-Baby J. Lee. T-Baby J. Lee. And like he said, he gave y'all his lookups, and you can look it up and, you know, and we can go from there. And that way, we're just waiting on him to call back in, and that's all. But we thank God for this show, you know, right here on the Angels of Melody. And yeah, so he's going to call back in now. Because it had hung up. But we did hear a little bit of the song that he was playing, and it sounded good. So we're going to find out what song that was, and then we're going to go ahead and hear this great song that he did, Shady Love. You know what I'm saying? Because we know that a lot of people is doing a lot of Shady Love and everything. So, you know, T-Baby, we back on live and everything. So, yeah, I think it was just a bad connect, but we did hear what we heard, and it sounded good. It really did. So, what was the name of that song?
It's called Get You the Moon. This is really what I wanted y'all to hear. I apologize. Can I play it for y'all real quick?
Yeah, go ahead. All right.
So, with that being said,
Wow, what that song was saying, though. Yeah, so the people can know. That's awesome. I love it.
Okay, so I said, I got you the moon and the stars, but you still chasing the sun. No matter how much effort you put into some people sometimes, it's never going to be good enough because that person, like, they don't love themselves enough to appreciate what they got in front of them. So they would rather go back to the old dumb stuff. Like, they're used to
God.
It. They're,
yeah.
Like, I don't know if y'all understand that, but...
I understand, trust me.
Yes, ma'am, yes, ma'am, yes, ma'am. But
basically what you're saying is this. You can sit here and you can spit your heart out about how you feel and what you want, but if a person is not lining up in what you feel and what you're saying, they're blind. You know what I'm saying? They're not going to understand. You can pour your heart out from here to next week. But if they can't see and they don't believe, they're not going to be on the same page. So what they're going to do is bring you negative stuff while you're trying to operate in the positive. They're bringing you negative. Yeah. Wow. Oh, my God. Yeah. So I definitely understand that. I got what you were saying, and that's an awesome song. Now, when you coming out with that?
I'd probably say, what is this, February? Let's see, January.
Yeah, February.
Drop it April 5th.
Oh, okay. We're going to hold you to it now. We're going to be like, nah, it's April now. We want to hear this song.
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to be on it. If I don't, y'all can put my name as you want to. I got enough sugar in the backyard.
Look, I'm going to have to go on your page on Facebook, like, in big bold letters, like, hello, it is, you know, April,
it's
so we ready
like
to...
It's April 4th, 11:59.
Well, we are grateful that you were able to be on with us this morning. And before we go to your great song, you know, Shady Love, and go on to the Valentine's Day show, is there anything you want to say before we go off for here, before they hear it?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
You want me
you
to
go
say
ahead. No,
you
I said if it's something
love?
You want to say. Yeah, I mean, if you want to sing, you can sing something. It don't matter. Just something you want to do before we go play the song. If you want to sing something, you can. It doesn't matter.
I'm just going to wish a happy Valentine's to all the single ladies, to all the single mothers. And it's just love, peace, and blessings. Keep y'all's head up. Y'all's king is on the way eventually. Don't give up. Keep your faith in God. Keep up. And... remember, this is one valuable thing now, ladies. Before you put your foot out there, make sure that imprint is worth leaving behind because you always got to be a leader.
Wow. All right.
Yes, ma'am.
Wow, you said something big, all right, soldier. Hey, I'm about to sound like Master P, all right, soldier.
Let me not say that. He going to come sue me for saying that word. He's going to try to get me.
Be like, I know.
It wasn't me.
Oh, wow. I know, right?
That was a good little moment right there, Parents of Toy and Master P. That was a good little moment.
Yes, it was. It definitely was. Well, we thank you, T-Baby, for being on with us this morning. We honor that. And I want to say thank you, too, for being a part of the Valentine's Day show that the people will hear after we play your great song, Shady Love. Then they're going to hear the Valentine's Day show that you, St. James, Tolu, Cleveland P. Jones, Tia Clark, and Craig T. Dobson you know, was a part of for Saturday night. So I'm just excited, and I can't wait right now. So I just want to say thank you. And, again, shout-outs to your mom, you know, June, for making it happen because I had spoke with her first. Huh?
I was just saying Miss Junebug. That's what I'll be calling her.
All right. Well, Miss Junebug, all right. And St. James for making it happen because, like I said, with him, you know, the connection came.
Yeah,
and I'm very excited.
It's much respect. It's much high respect for Mr. St. James. I appreciate him highly.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's an awesome
and you
brother.
Too, Miss Angel. Don't think I don't forgot you now because I'm talking to you. So,
oh, I know you ain't forgot. I know you haven't forgot. And you know what? And it's not going to end here either because your song is going to continue to play on the station and everything, and we're going to be talking back and forth and then also have you on, you know, as a follow-up, you know what I'm saying, as well. So it just don't end here. I'm very different. I don't knock stations for what they do, but I'm kind of different from a lot of stations. I believe in keeping the connect. It's not all about just playing the song one time and poof, you gone. No, it ain't like that with me. It's like, you know, we family. We're going to keep contact, and the music is going to do what it do on the airway.
Yes, ma'am, it's nothing but love and pressure.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So God bless you, brother, and you enjoy the rest of your day. And we're going to go ahead and we're going to go ahead and play this great song. So to all you all that are tuned in right now, you are still tuned in to the Angels of Melody International Radio Station with your girl, Miss Angel, on deck. And we just heard from recording artist T-Baby, Jay Lee, right there in Knoxville, Tennessee. We're going to hear this great song called Shady Love. And right after Shady Love, we're going to come right back for our Angel Break. And then we're going to keep it moving to our Valentine's Day show that was aired over the weekend. You're going to be able to hear that. So keep it locked.